KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health. And at 7:07, we have fair skies and 61 degrees in Atlantic. We do look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 89 and winds south at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The Cass County Auditor's Office on Wednesday said there were four more filings for various city offices that took place on that day. The latest candidates to file their completed nomination papers and whose names will be on the ballot November 2nd include for Oneida City Council, Deanna Andrews, for City Council in Cumberland, Matt Dolch, City Council in Lewis, Christopher Yonke, and Messina City Council Member Doug Van Tyker. Don't forget the deadline to submit papers with the proper number of signatures to the Cass County Auditor's Office is today at 5 o'clock. Once the filing deadline passes, we'll populate the entire list of candidates that we previously announced for you here on the KJAN.com news page, and those candidates' names will appear on the ballot in your respective city. A special meeting of the IKM Manning School Board will be held this evening at 5:30 in Manning in the high school library. During the meeting, the board will act on a resolution approving a revenue purpose statement, ordering an election on a revenue purpose statement to authorize expenditures from revenue received from the State Secure and Advanced Division for Education, or SAVE, fund, ordering election on the question of levying and imposing a voter-approved physical plant and equipment levy, or PEPL, tax, and the order of bring the publication of the notice of election. The next regular meeting then of the IKM Manning Board will be held on September 22nd at 7 p.m. in the high school library. On Tuesday, you may recall patrons of the IKM Manning School District failed to approve by a 60% majority a $19.5 million general obligation bond referendum that would have allowed the district to address a series of facilities needs both in Irwin and Manning. Following the results of the vote, the IKM Manning officials said, "Unfortunately, we know that our district's facility needs will not go away. The district and board will now turn our attention to finding an alternative solution to our needs, and this work," they said, "will begin very soon." The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa Wednesday said a Council Bluffs man, 55-year-old Andrew J. Fisher, was sentenced September 10th to 5 months in prison for making false statements in connection with the federal crop insurance. His term of imprisonment is to be followed by 5 years of supervised release. Fisher was ordered to pay $399,725 in restitution. According to court documents, Fisher obtained crop insurance for the crop years 2012, 2014, and 2017 through the U.S. Department of Agriculture Risk Management Agency's Federal Crop Insurance Program. Fisher then submitted fraudulent insurance claims, which resulted in indemnity payments of about $399,725, to which he was not entitled. According to court documents, Fisher pleaded guilty to false statements in connection with the federal crop insurance in May of 2021. Officials at the Iowa Department of Inspections and Appeals said Wednesday two health care facilities will be presented with the Governor's Award for Quality Health Care. In Southwest Iowa, Director Larry Johnson Jr. will present the first 2021 Governor's Award for Quality Care in a health care facility to Acura Healthcare of Stanton, and that'll be tomorrow beginning at 11 a.m. Accompanying Director Johnson will be senior staff from the Department's Health Facilities Division, Administrator Don Fisk, and Bureau Chief Jerry Paul. Acura Healthcare of Stanton, a 46-bed skilled nursing facility, is located in Stanton, which is in Montgomery County, of course. Officials said also the Lake Mills Care Center will receive their award on October the 8th of this year. Well, Willow Heights, a 43-bed private nonprofit residential care facility on Atlantic's southwest side, is closing, with officials working to find suitable housing for their residents who are 18 and older and who are unable to live independently because of mental illness, intellectual disability, a pattern of substance abuse, or disabling conditions. The nearly 50-year-old building, which is leased and run by Partnership for Progress Incorporated, is owned by Cass County. It first opened as a county care facility in around 1973 and was privately leased to a nonprofit agency in the early 1990s. Cass County Board of Supervisors Chair Steve Beyer told KJAN News didn't come as a complete surprise to him that the situation is occurring.
Partnership for Progress didn't come to us and give us any kind of indication. I know they've been having some difficulties. The big part of this is mental health treatment has gone away from larger institutional type settings, and the preference right now is to try to get them into a residential situation where they're in a house in the community with someone kind of looking out for them.
He says the model for mental health care is changing, and the funding streams for large settings such as Willow Heights is not what it used to be. The finances are a lot better, he said, if those clients are placed in houses, but it's not without a certain level of risk.
There's always a little bit of risk in that as well. As they're integrated more into the community, I have a concern because sometimes these people are more likely to become victims either of crime or scams or, things like that. So it really is incumbent on whoever their supervising or coordinating person in the community is.
Byer says he doesn't know what will become of the facility, what the property might be used for, or even if the county wants to continue to own property of that size. He said, though, it's a good, solid building and has received consistent upgrades and a new roof.
The main concern I have is what's going to become of the people that live there. And it's not just here in recent years been servicing Cass County residents, but people from all over the region.
Suzanne Watson, CEO and director of Southwest Iowa Mental Health Disability Services based in Council Bluffs, told KJAN that they'll be working closely with Willow Heights to find placement for the affected clients and staff in surrounding communities in Atlantic as well. They hope to make it an easy transition for the clients as possible.
I know it's always scary when, an entire facility closed, but we've had this happen in other areas, and actually residential care facilities, which is what that particular, it's an RCF, what that particular agency is. Over the last 10 years, a lot of RCFs have closed throughout the state. So it's nothing new for us.
Director Watson said, while in most of the cases where RCFs are closing is simply due to downsizing from larger to smaller settings, the current employment situation in Iowa and across the country is another factor.
This has more to do, though, with, I think, staffing issues right now. We're finding across the state of Iowa that there are, we're really starting to see a shortage of staff. And so it's making it really hard, especially when you have a large facility, to first find enough staff and to be able to pay a competitive wage. It's hard work, and we want the right people in there helping, that are helping the individuals.
She said the main thing she wants you to know is that Willow Heights residents will not be homeless and left to fend for themselves. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health.